You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. I'm Catherine Davis. Stay tuned.
me by the water. Come on and join me, I'll be waiting by the shore. Stand in a circle with loving arms around you, yeah. Come to the river where the mighty waters flow. And as the river unwinds, you'll see the turns of your life, the seasons that come and go. All of the answers to the questions of your soul are found in the water when the river takes control.
And you are listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. I'm Catherine Davis, and we heard a little set of music opening up with Frog Dancing by David Anthony Clark and Can't Find My Way Back Home by Blind Faith and Come to the River by Diane Reeves. And today's program is an open dialogue contemplation about the state we are in our world today. I happen to be a news junkie, so I listen to a lot of what's going on in the world. And in some ways, I'm motivated by that because I can feel what's going on in the world. I have a certain kind of sensitivity that has an impact into my field when something is going on. It's sort of like in Star Wars, a disturbance in the Force. And I feel that. So I kind of always have, even growing up, if there was some disaster, some earthquake or some plane crash or something that happened, I would feel it first. And then I'd go to the news to search out what it was that I might be feeling, because I couldn't necessarily discern what it was. I just knew that some impact had happened. And so on a normal basis, you know, it seems kind of normal and didn't present itself as a personal problem. I could see what happened and I would move on. What can you do? But when we started entering into, or at least in my lifetime, into the era of war, it became a more sustaining problem. And so I can somehow feel this energy of suffering, pain, conflict as it takes place. And over these years, I've developed certain kinds of practices that help me to dissipate those energies. I don't necessarily want to lose it or run from it. It's just part of my makeup. But when we get to, I think, a state, we've gotten to such a state of extreme crisis, at least for my lifetime, that I'm beginning to wonder if we are not already in World War III, such as we can see it happening in so many points within the world. And as part of this conflict of warfare that's taking place, there's also the conflict and the issues of health and people being in conflict over the status of the virus as it manifests over and over again in different stages, and how people are responding to the way the states in different countries are handling it and the amount of distress. And also the kind of just common behavior that emanates from individual human beings in terms of the hostility that is being spewed out against each other over the social media landscape. So there seems to be a great deal of internal and external conflict occurring at the same time. And there seems to be many opponents from different vantage points. You know, there's the health and the healthcare system that doesn't function very well, and the food systems that are largely poisoned as it is, and then we have the threatened impact of food shortages. There's just so much going on that if one were to take it all in, it would be easy, or it would be easy to become overwhelmed and paralyzed by these situations, not knowing quite what to do, because the impacts seem to be increasing in speed and magnitude as it happens throughout the world. And even though many don't quite understand the level of interconnectivity we have as a human species, there is a real great an enormous interconnectivity. And we are raised and conditioned in such a way to minimize those connections, to think that someone being harmed on the other side of the world, or even just on the other side of the street, that there's going to be some impact with our own inner sense of well-being. So I think that the magnitude has risen to such a level that one has to be very, very proactive in maintaining a sense of balance. Sometimes it's difficult to find a sense of peace without suppression, but there may be times when we want to do that as well, in order to be able to sustain our own balance. But truth be told, one of the things that we can do is to begin to use our tools that will enable us to navigate internally the kind of assaults that we are experiencing as a result of so much chaos going on in our world. And I sometimes wonder if that isn't the point of all this chaos, the destruction that's taking place in the planet, and the planet finding itself out of balance, is an exaggeration of what's going on. But there's some ways in which the planetary body is going through a natural transition, as it has over the millennia. We just happen to be peopled on it at this time. And we have government and structures of economics and energy that are exacerbating those issues rather than finding ways to deal with it. And so, and the same is true of our own existence on the planet. At a time where, on a more cosmic level, we could be peacefully transitioning into a more expanded awareness and capacity as beings, we are receiving an onslaught of negativity and conflict and sort of a systematic programming, mental programming, and interference with our natural systems. Some people panic with 5G interfering with the systems. Some people panic over vaccines interfering with our systems. Some people panic over foods interfering with our systems. I don't really think we need to panic. Even the panic is buying into the program. I'm convinced that we have sufficient capacity to move beyond a lot of the things that we are being presented with at this time. And the greatest danger we face is submitting to the narratives and the programming that would convince us that we are powerless as human beings. And I don't believe that to be the case at all. Though we do have to be warriors on the level of spirit and mind, soul and body. We can't slack off and not take care of ourselves physically and all these other levels of being. And we have to be proactive in the world in ways that we can. So, you know, some people are squirreling away cash because they're afraid the banks will fall. Some people are growing food because they are concerned that the supply chains will fail. Some people are hoarding weapons because they feel like there's an apocalypse attack going to happen and people are going to be fighting each other. Well, all these things are possibilities. If we invest our energies into it, it means that we are contributing to the manifestation of those awful outcomes. So the balance that has to be made is to understand, just as we're witnessing chaos, that chaos can be exacerbated, and we might find ourselves in the middle of some kind of challenging situation. So we need that bearing on that aspect of reality. But on the other side of that, we have to walk with courage and be willing to understand that stuff might happen and all kinds of stuff might hit the fan. I mean, I'm sure that there were people in across the board, whether it's Syria, whether it's Ukraine, whether it's Iraq, people were walking around thinking the world was fine, and then the ceiling fell in on them. The ground erupted below them. The tsunami rolled in, and none of us are immune. So I think the balancing is to understand we're not immune to these possibilities, but to find peace within our own spirit and soul, to the extent that if the time has come, and it is our time, that we can exit this plane with a sense of our core strength and knowledge of being and being intact on all these levels. So I feel that we have to live in that way so that we can remain whole and in alignment with our true being, connecting to the more expansive cosmic self-awareness, being rooted in the true earth awareness, so that we can have much greater systems with which to navigate in the first place, but to not become trapped either in this world or in worlds beyond. So this may be a little esoteric for some of you.
This is the time for reason. Be proud as any man. You're ancient as the land you roam. Keep worshiping the sun. And no one has a hold on you while freedom knows your name.
And the rains of Africa covered in you.
Coming up, I'm going to share a meditation with you. It comes from my Thursday morning Qigong class at Studio Maya in Brooklyn. I want to share it with you because it's an example of how I work with these tools to keep my energy field and my body clear, to heal, reconnect, and how to nourish my protective energies in the guardian energy field which surrounds the body. So, if you like, enjoy the meditation. If you're driving or operating equipment, you wouldn't want to do it. Save it for a little bit later. And those of you who want to listen again, always come back to the archive and you can download the program over the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.live. Stay tuned for that. And if you wish to connect with me, you can do so by sending an email, heartofmindradio@gmail.com. As a point of reference, I refer to Dan Tien's, which in translation means elixir field, and the human body has three, the lower dantian below the navel, the middle dantian in the center of the chest, and the upper dantian in the center of the brain. And each area holds an aspect of our energy. The lower dantian is vitality and life force energy, holds the history, the genetic memory, and the blueprint for healing. The middle dantian incorporates the heart, the lungs, and the stomach, and it is about integrating and digesting emotions, feelings, thoughts. The mind-body complex comes together in the middle dantian. The upper dantian connects to the cosmic realm and that facet of our being that lives in the higher worlds. So when we work with these energy fields and stretch our energy into the earth and into the cosmos and draw that back through our energy meridian system, it both heals and cleanses our body and brings balance into our state of being. Stay tuned for our meditation.
Hello, baby, hello. Haven't seen your face for a while. Have you quit doing time for me? Or are you still the same spoiled child? Hello, I said hello. Is this the only place you thought to go? Am I the only man you ever had? Or am I just the last surviving friend? I set my own pace by stealing the show. And
So as we go into the start of this morning's class, let's just get into our breathing. So let's just get into our breathing, and I created a sigh naturally, so maybe that will be a good place to start. Let's take in a few breaths and just sigh with the exhaled breath. And take a moment to be mindful of your posture. You could be sitting in any way, cross-legged on the floor or pillow, in a chair, or even standing if you wanted to. But take a moment to be mindful of your spine and the alignment of your spine. And as you breathe, allow your awareness to flow through the spine with the breath. And as you change your breath, change the direction of your awareness so that it flows up and down. You don't have to match any particular breath, but just being aware of the spine. And expand your awareness into the rib cage. Allowing the ribs to be responsive to your breath. Now breathe into your shoulder bones. And let's take our breath down through the torso, feeling the lungs and heart. And connect with that inner spaciousness that occurs with each inhaled breath. sink into your belly and allow your abdomen to breathe with each breath. And you can visualize that you're taking your breath in through the navel and allowing it to expand to the back, up and down, to fill the whole belly. And as you inhale through the navel, breathe all the way into the lower back and pull the hips forward just a bit so that you create some movement with the breath. Then relax the hips and lower back with your exhale. And just do a few of these breaths. And let's breathe into the hips and thigh of each leg. Do one leg at a time. And then breathe into your knees and the joints of your knees. Your intention will carry the breath and the oxygen into the knees. And breathe into the lower legs and feet. Bringing your attention to the ankles. And expanding out through the feet and toes. And bring your awareness to the Yong Shuan point on the soles of your feet. It's below the ball of the foot in the center. And shine your light deep into the earth. And in some ways it flows out like a pyramid below you, with the point of focus being at the Yong Shuan, which means bubbling well. And just experience your light or visualize your light expanding into the earth. And the earth's chi joins your bands of light spread out into the earth, flowing through and mingling with your own chi, rising into your body through the Yong Shuan and nourishing your body. And you can visualize it. It's a little bit like seeing water flowing through a pipe and then spreading out into your feet, nourishing all the points and meridians that flow through the feet, rising through the ankles, softening, strengthening through flexibility, all the tendons,
connective tissues rising through the lower legs, flowing through the energy meridians, fortifying and nourishing, flowing through the knees, softening but strengthening, relaxing the tendons and connective tissue, replenishing the fluids in the kneecap, rising through your thighs, again continuing to flow through all the connective tissues. Flowing into the pelvis and hips, nourishing the bones, all the tendons and connective tissues. And if you like, you can move the body a bit, sort of sloshing around the chi into those areas that really need to be nourished, rising through your torso, flushing through the intestines, bathing the bladder and the sexual organs, washing, loosening all of the debris, allowing it to drop out at the bottom, and rising into the vital organs from the bladder and spleen, pancreas and kidneys, liver, stomach, rising through the lungs, seeping through all the layers of your lungs and out into your ribs, bathing your heart, rising into the upper chest, cleansing all of the lymph glands in its path, flowing up through your throat, into your face and brain. So the tub of your body is rising with vibrant earth, nourishing energy. And as it bathes the brain, it flows down to the brain stem and flows down through your spine, bathing through, cleansing the immune system, and flowing all the way down to the tip of your spine. And be aware of the bubbling well below your feet. It's really a layer that's, you could be sitting in a pool of energy. Much like sitting in one of those mineral baths. The earth has minerals and nutrients. Allow your spine energetically to dip into the pool. Relax your arms, allowing each of your hands to extend its light into the pool of bubbling well. And let's just take a few breaths. And with each inhaled breath, you'll inhale, hold for a moment. And as we exhale, sending waves of relaxation through your body, cleansing waves that just wash away the debris into the bubbling well. So I'll start off, but continue in your own pace. Inhale deeply. Exhale slowly. And you can move your body as you continue in your own pace. Continue to breathe, inhaling slowly, inhaling deeply, and exhaling slowly. You could direct that breath into regions of your body that you want to clear. You can direct your breath into emotions that you want to clear. And direct your breath into thoughts that you'd like to clear. And two more to complete. And let's bring our hands over the lower dantian, putting one palm on the body and the other palm above. Put the tip of your tongue on the upper palate. And bring your awareness into the field of your lower dantian. And visualize within you a radiant sun. And gather your chi into the lower dantian. And we gather our chi from wherever it may have been scattered. Maybe a nervous episode or a painful experience, or perhaps in supporting another, giving more than you could spare, or being locked into by something or someone else. Just think for a moment all of your strands of chi that may be lost in the world, in the wilderness somewhere. And just take your hands and hold on to those streams and pull, dislodging them from wherever they may be. And just experience those streams as your own rays of light being free. And just think of them as the rays of the sun flowing free all around you. And now draw those light streams into the lower dantian. And as you draw back your own energy, it allows you to become completely replenished. And your chi becomes stored within your own safe place to be used and circulated to nourish and heal your own body. And as we build our own strength, we begin to radiate a more subtle atmosphere around us, from which our family and friends can benefit through the exposure, but protecting us from the direct impact of losing our own chi. So let's just breathe into the atmosphere around. And we're breathing really through the skin, just letting the energy phase in and out, almost like a golden steam or a golden fog, just surrounding us and creating a buffer zone. So breathe from the soles of your feet to the top of your head, to every part of your skin, your face, your neck, your back, your front, your arms, your legs. So let's inhale. Exhale. Just circulating the chi in that inner buffer zone. Not going far out, just an inch or two from your skin. Inhale and exhale. And as we exchange the chi with our breath and our skin, we can allow it to sink into any tension as well. So that with the exhale, that tension releases, and we just keep circulating that golden mist. And this is your protective light. I visualize it as gold, but maybe there are specks of lavender or turquoise, all the colors of your being that are there to nourish and protect you. You can mingle into that inner field, that inner protective field, joining the skin, replenishing and nourishing the skin, reinforcing the skin and the connective tissues of the skin and the field all around you with that protective barrier of chi. Continue to breathe in and out for a few more breaths. And let's bring our hands to the heart, or a position of self-embrace. And from each palm, allow that protective energy to flow in through the body, through the heart and lungs. And down to your organs. And breathe your awareness into the field of your heart. And then let's complete by bringing our hands back to the lower dantian. And let's gather into the lower Den Tien all that can be stored. It's where the reinforcements stay until we need them.
We just heard Heaven Here on Earth by David Darling. Earlier was Harmony by Elton John. And we started the program with Frog Dancing by David Anthony Clark, Can't Find My Way Home by Blind Faith, Come to the River by Diane Reeves, Brave New World by Stanley and Stockley, and we're going to be ending with Amazing Grace by Walela. I'm Catherine Davis, and this has been Heart of Mind, Radio for the New Millennium. You can contact me at heartofmindradio@gmail.com. Take care and stay tuned for more great programming.